well, this is going to be a week that is going to be framed by political events. When we look at the incredible document dump that was made this week and so much more, it is probably one of the most discouraging things that I've ever seen in America. Even some of the Republicans that we trusted have betrayed our trust and our republic. We are in deep, deep trouble, more so than we could have ever imagined. We have few, and the few are getting fewer, to fight for us. It is difficult at a time like this to be even talking about, considering to talk about economic data and the economy. It all seems so irrelevant after this weekend that we would have the conversation about the economy. I will say the focus will be on earnings reports. And yes, there is some economic data coming out this week, but all of it pretty insignificant. We will be watching things like housing numbers very, very closely, mortgage applications very closely, to try to get an indication as early as possible at the downturn that we are likely to experience in the economy. It's going to be some difficult times ahead. We need to stay vigilant as we move through these economic times, because the economic times now have become far more about political times than they are any kind of real economic data. Our economy is highly dependent upon the socialist, communist, Marxist that are trying desperately to win America for the darkness of all of that. With all of that in mind, I certainly don't see a lot of opportunity for buying anything in the market. We're going to have to watch and see, but I would suspect that there are a number of things that are coming off my buy list, even more so throughout the end of this week. So watch all of this closely. Yes, it is discouraging. Yes, it's concerning. And I think that it is more important than ever that we pray. The only thing that is going to turn America around right now is a major change in Washington. It is going to mean people revolting, recalls happening around the country. I can think of a couple: McCarthy, McConnell, Lindsey Graham. These are all votes that ought to be recalled. They're going to caucus with the Democrats anyway. But we really need to stand up and speak up. We need leadership to organize and to put together events. We also need lots of prayer. We need to be praying for this country like never before. And we need today specifically to be on our knees and praying that God would continue to reveal more and more, to the point that it's going to be impossible for the Republic to continue without a recall, a revote, or a standing, or a speaking, or addressing this issue in a much more powerful way. People have to go to jail. The deep state folks have to be put on trial for treason. And there has to be a strict, stern level of accountability. It is obvious that Hillary Clinton needs to go to jail, and it is obvious that there are many others that need to go to jail. It's not likely to happen, but that's what needs to happen, and we need to be praying for God's righteousness and justice through this time. Well, I'll see you in a few hours. Going to be an interesting week. Pray for all of us as I will pray for all of you. God bless.